So as we mentioned under major body system assessment, we initially look at the respiratory rate, effort and auscultation. And here we're going to expand that list to include respiratory pattern and respiratory noise. We're always cross-referencing to make sure that everything fits together as well. So when you look at a dyspneic animal, always try to rate the severity of dyspnea into moderate, severe or critical. I don't usually have a mild category here because dyspnea is always potentially life-threatening and any dyspnea is a very bad thing. Now, one little tip about rate here. The rate almost always increases as the dyspnea worsens. But in some very severe cases where there is a lot of work of breathing, like very, very stiff lungs, and especially if the animal also has respiratory muscle fatigue, there comes a point in which the respiratory rate can actually begin to fall. And if this happens, this is a very serious sign and a marker of impending respiratory arrest. In most patients, though, a fall in respiratory rate will mean an improvement.